to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. Today's radio was sponsored by Mark and Kathy Smallwood in honor of Chris's birthday. And now we have a special music treat, our VBS kids singing This Little Light of Mine.
You guys stomp your feet like that? Now let's clap together. That's it. Keep it going. Let's sing This Little Light of Mine. Clapping on the back. All right, sing this real quiet with me now.
Even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Yes, they did. That was a special treat. Today's scripture comes from Romans 12, verses 9 through 21, followed by our sermon, Living in Harmony, by Pastor Angel Armstrong. Okay, where if I can see it. Oh, here we go. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. God's word for God's people.
Thanks be to God. There is an old urban legend of a Cherokee man walking the streets in New York City. He's walking beside a friend in New York City, and he turns to his friend and he says, "I hear a cricket." And his friend says, "You are crazy." And he says, No, I'm sure of it. I do. I hear a cricket." His friend says, "You're crazy. It is New York City at the noon hour. People are hustling and bustling and yelling everywhere. Cars are honking. Taxis are squealing. There is way too much noise for you to hear a cricket." So the man stops. He listens attentively, and then he crosses the street. And he crosses over to the other corner. And in a big ceramic pot is a shrub. He begins to dig through the leaves underneath that shrub. And lo and behold, he pulls out a cricket. His friend is astonished. "How did you hear that?" And he says, "You just have to train your ears to hear. My ears are no different than yours. But I have trained myself to hear what I believe is important." He says, "Watch this." He reaches into his pocket and he pulls out a handful of coins. And he begins to drop the coins on the concrete. People begin turning around from all directions because they hear those coins drop upon the concrete. He said, "See, people are in tune to what is important to them." This is a message for us, that we need to be in tune with the Word of God. We need to be in tune with what Jesus would have us do. This week in Vacation Bible School, we learned that Jesus was the light of the world. And we learned, no matter what was going on, if people are sad, we do what? If people are happy. When people aren't getting along with each other. And I believe out of all the lessons that we learned during Vacation Bible School, this one is perhaps the hardest to live out. Living in harmony with one another. Romans 12:16 says, "Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of a low position. Do not be conceited." Or, as our version said, "Do not be a know-it-all." Something happened during VBS that caused me to really stop and examine myself in light of this scripture. It was a real small thing, but it caught me off guard. Taylor was doing our staff devotions. Every day before all of the children came in, we had a staff devotion. And just as she got to our part of the Bible verse that said, "Do not be a know-it-all," someone jokingly yelled, "Yeah, Angel." Well, I didn't respond too well. And I had to stop and think about it. What was it that caught me so off guard that would have hurt my feelings? But you know what? I turned around and retorted back. It was a joking comment, and I said something back. But it was out of character for me. I knew it. It stuck in my throat. It stung. And people who really know me well knew it too. Everybody was looking at each other. That's not like Pastor Angel. I spent some time examining myself, and I felt as if verse 18 was the most important part of this message. If it is possible, as far as it depends upon you, live in peace with others. The Bible and VBS this week challenges us to listen intently to God's word, like the man listening for the cricket, to truly, like a child, open our hearts and come to God, to rest in His word and to allow it to change us, to change our lives and to change the lives of those around us. Doug Murren, in his book, which I have ordered, by the way, because I think it is important, and I think this is one of those churches. Churches that heal, becoming a church that mends broken hearts and restores shattered lives. I can't think of anything better for a church to do. He retells an old Native American tale of a possum watching his garden grow. The possum went to visit his friend the raccoon down by the river, and the raccoon had a big, lush, beautiful garden with all kinds of vegetables. And possum was jealous. He said, "I want a garden like that. Do you think I can grow a garden like that?" And raccoon said, "Sure, but it takes a lot of work." So possum asked raccoon for some seeds, and he received them. And he ran all the way back home. And he spent time planting those seeds. And when he got done, he went inside, he cleaned up, he got something to eat, and he went to bed. And when he got up the next morning, he jumped up to see his garden. And nothing was there. He got all kinds of upset, and he began stomping his feet on the ground. "Grow seeds, grow! Grow seeds, grow!" The commotion caused all of the forest creatures to come together. And the raccoon said to him, "Possum, you can't make the seeds grow. All you can do is plant them in fertile soil, water them, keep all of the weeds away, and pray that God shines His light upon it." So Possum listened. He weeded his garden every day. He watered his plants. And then one day, up from the ground came green shoots everywhere. A couple days later, they blossomed and had pretty flowers on them. And he ran over to his friend Raccoon and asked him to come witness the miracle. And his friend said, "See, Possum, all you had to do was to plant the seeds in the right environment." Doug Murren, in his book, Churches That Heal, says that sometimes we as churches, or as church leaders, tend to be like possum. We want to see things grow, lickety-split. And we want those seeds to shoot up. But what we fail to realize is that all we need to do is plant those seeds in the right environment and let God do His work. Kind of like the seeds that we planted during VBS this week. The New Living Testament puts it extremely simply. Do all you can to live in peace with everyone. The Message version is a bit more complex, but it really gets to the heart of the passage. Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. God says, "I will do the judging, and I will take care of it." Matthew 5:9 has been weighing heavily upon my heart, so much so that I changed my message yesterday. It says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. The Amplified Version of Romans 12, 17 through 18 really struck home for me. It says, repay no evil for evil, but take thought for what is honest and proper and noble, aiming to be above reproach. In the sight of everyone, if possible, as far as it depends upon you, live at peace with everyone. Again, those words are the most important, and those are the ones within your control. As far as it is possible, as far as it depends upon you, live in peace and live in harmony with one another. Living in harmony is an inside job. It takes watching what you do, what you say, and what you think. For your thoughts become your words, and your words become your actions. The Lord Jesus did say that peacemakers are the kind of people who love to make peace, even with their enemies, are blessed. And they are blessed indeed. As children of God, we ought to be people who love peace and make peace with others. This is a noble thing to do. There are times, however, where making peace is a very difficult thing to do. Sometimes it can even be a dangerous thing to do. But beloved, making peace, living in harmony, does not mean that we are someone's doormat. We make peace with others. We let go of the transgressions that they commit against us, so the bitterness does not take root inside of us and destroy our lives. But we also teach people how to treat us. We forgive those who have offended us, and we let go of the offense. But we do not let it happen again. Webster's Dictionary defines a peacemaker as someone who makes peace by reconciling parties that are at variance, that are at odds, that are different from one another. These people make peace with their enemies and help settle disagreements between two parties. Harmony. The combination of simultaneously sounded musical notes that produce chords, and the chord progressions have a pleasing effect on others. We had a little exercise in my station where we went about producing harmony. Everybody who knows me knows I can't sing, right, Dee? But even I could get in harmony. We sung Star. See, I can't sing. The boys sung it in a low pitch. All of the crew leaders sung it in a medium pitch. And the girls sung it at a high pitch. And it taught the kids that something beautiful can come of us working together, of us singing the one little word together. We created a harmony that was absolutely beautiful. Harmony is also the quality of forming a pleasing and consistent whole, in agreement or in concord. Biblically, I believe that it means to live in one accord with each other as far as it is possible by me. Peacemakers do well in helping settle fights and helping others to live without bitterness in their hearts. We are called to be such a people. A people who will do whatever it takes to set things straight among us. We also talked in VBS about how to do that. One of the things that we talked about is that we have to share with one another what our likes and what our dislikes are. Because you all aren't mind readers. You can't possibly know what I like, and I can't know what you like unless we share these things with one another. I think frequently we think living in harmony is being silent, keeping a stiff upper lip, and forcing ourselves to get along with everyone. But truly living in harmony is for us to be different people, is for us to have different likes and dislikes, is for us to have a different taste in the same music, and for us to still live together in one accord. That, beloved, is harmony. We don't bury our feelings. For if we bury our feelings, we are in denial, and they will come out sideways. They might come out as a little joking response to a small, innocent, joking comment. Or they might come out in a bigger way. But when we bury our feelings, we are in denial. We need to express those feelings as human beings. We have to acknowledge them first and foremost to ourselves, and then to God. And if need be, we go to a friend and we talk about those things with the friend. And then we are able to live in harmony with one another. It is consciously choosing how we react and how we respond. Sometimes it means that when someone has hurt us, we acknowledge that to ourselves, to God, and to a friend, and then we let God fight our battles. It's not up to us to avenge the things that have hurt us. And believe me, if we leave that in God's hands, He does a magnificent job with it. 30 years ago, when I first got sober, I made a vow, which God has helped me to really live out most all of the time. I said I would not retaliate against anyone. And in the big things, my God has helped me to do that. Every once in a while, in the little things, when I'm not focused and when I'm not thinking about living in peace and harmony, they come out sideways. When we make peace with people, we consciously choose to forgive the offender, to move on with our lives, to be happy in our own lives. This prevents bitterness from taking root in our hearts. We learn to grow through it. Peacemaking doesn't mean setting ourselves up for more hurt. It means that we let go of things. Peace is defined as the freedom from disturbance or agitation in relation with others. We don't have to quarrel with them. We can let it go. Nor do we have to hold on to any ill feelings. We can ask God to take those feelings from us. Working with VBS, working with the innocence and beauty of children, taught me just how important this passage is for us. I believe that it is a beautiful picture of how church should be lived out, how any faith community should respond to one another, and how we as Christians should be in our community. Here is the passage as it appears in the Message version. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on to dear life to good. Be good. Be good friends who deeply love and practice being the second fiddle. Don't burn out. Keep yourself fueled and aflame. Be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. Bless your enemies. No cursing under your breath. Laugh with your happy friends when they're happy. Share tears with them when they're down. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies. And don't be a great somebody. Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That is not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. Our scriptures tell us that if your enemy is hungry, go and buy that person lunch. Or if he's thirsty, give him a drink. Your generosity will surprise him with goodness. The NIV says, in doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Well, that didn't sound much like peacemaking to me. So I wanted to end with this version. Don't let evil get the best of you. Get the best of evil by doing good. Out of that passage, a couple of things stood out to me. Practice playing second fiddle. Ellery, are you going to come on up here with me? Because in just a minute, you guys are going to sing another song. Don't burn out. Keep yourself fueled and aflame. I know when I get burned out, when I let my tank run empty, I am more likely to respond harshly to someone else. Laugh with your happy friends and mourn with those who are sad. Discover beauty in everybody. Your generosity will surprise people with your goodness. Now, to put these thoughts into action, I'm going to borrow a few verses from the treasured hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers. Our fears, our hopes, our aims are one, our comforts and our cares. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear. And now I'd like to invite all of our VBS children forward to sing our theme song, Light of the World. Don't worry about it. Nope, right down here, guys. I know, we keep changing things up on you. Yes, he does. He has his bandana on.